Welcome to the show. We're recording now. Yep. I'm going to point to my man Spencer. He's going to play our little theme music. And I just want you guys to make as much noise as you possibly can.
That would be very cool of you.
Yeah, but...
Please.
Without without any further ado, Mr. Dane Caliendo, hit him on the ones and twos. All right, I'm glad we got all of that canned laughter I bought for $5.
we can get out of here if you want, I know.
Yeah, you guys want to wrap this up? My car is being booted. I don't think I should park there, but...
Really not sure about the parking situation.
Yeah.
They're making a whole movie. They got a fake White Castle over here. You see it?
No, I didn't see a fake White Castle.
It's like right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Fake White Castle?
Fake White Castle.
Are we? Don't worry. Can we talk to them?
They're people, yeah.
Oh.
He did this last time.
No, because you need to know just in case. Like, can I be like, did you see the fake White Castle? Or do I got to be like...
No, we're not gaslighting you. There's an actual White Castle right outside.
Bro, I'm going to go out there expecting one of them sliders.
Is the White Castle in the room with you right now? Yeah, I guess they're doing a reboot of Harold and Kumar. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Seems pretty soon, but...
You think it's too soon for a Harold and Kumar reboot?
Yeah, they got a fake White Castle right there. Next door, a fake Guantanamo Bay. It's crazy. Hey. It's for the Harold and Kumar heads.
Yeah. The real cinephiles are in the building. Right. Hell yeah.
And a 3D Christmas next to it.
Yeah, fake 3D Christmas. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, y'all know.
Yeah. One we don't talk about. Yeah.
Shout out Cal Penn real quick.
Hey, shout out Cal Penn.
John Cho in this bitch.
Shout out Barack Obama, cabinetman Cal Penn.
Right. Yeah, he does work for used to work for the White House.
Yeah. Then he had that terrible show on Hulu. Did y'all see that? What was it called?
Nope.
Okay, cool. I don't have to remember the name of it then. I could say a wrong name and none of you would know. There's no fact checking. First of all...
Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for coming out.
You say things that are wrong often.
You guys make some noise for Ali Edge and Eric Tillman. Oh,
come on. Make some noise.
Holy shit. How hot was that, huh?
Really good stuff, man. I can't believe they said all that stuff about those people that we can't talk about anymore.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up, Eric. Damn. The FBI coming for you.
Mm-hmm. None of that was recorded, so it's fine.
Yeah, Elliot showed up with the face paint on, so she committed to the entire bit, which was incredible. Hell yeah, man.
I'm a little upset. We've been planning this live show for like a month and a half, 2 months. And they said we were all going to wear tank tops on the podcast. So I went and got like a children's triple XL tank top for this podcast to wear. And then both of them...
I don't remember.
Why not just get an adult small? Yeah, let me get the largest children tank tops you got. Why am I being asked to leave?
Give me the biggest boy.
I wanted to make sure it looked like I was, you know what I mean, all cut up, but also I didn't want to spend adult-sized money. So.
They're the same price. Maybe $2 less.
Yeah, and then I pulled up, and they were like, no, we didn't fucking wear a tank top. We're filming this.
Yeah, we never said that.
Yeah, no.
Check the group. All right, everybody pull out your phones.
Everybody pull out your phones and check our group chat real quick.
We'll add y'all.
You got to accept me on Facebook first before I can add you to the group chat. Otherwise, you won't be able to see the messages because some of us have privacy settings that are different.
And hey, search tank top. Don't look at any other of the messages.
Please don't.
Or else we'll go to jail with fucking Eric Tillman. That's good, man.
I don't remember the tank top comment. But I did. I had.
There were multiple.
I don't remember. I've never wore a tank top in my life. I ripped sleeves off. I'm in like fits of rage, but I've never like wore a tank top.
Bro, he's lying. You know he's. Bro, back me up. The group chat said we'll all wear tank tops tonight.
Derek, I do remember that, but if I'm being honest with you, I'm gaslighting you. If I can be honest for a second, I'm lying to you to make you feel crazy.
Oh, bro. Please believe me, you guys. We said tank tops. Again, we are allowed to talk to y'all. Hell yeah. I prepared some questions for this one. Just because I wanted to get an audience's input.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Hell yeah.
Coming out of left field with this one.
Hell yeah. No, I already talked about the tank tops. I think, who in here identifies as a queer person? Hell yeah. All right. Are we allowed to ask this question? Don't worry. We are not recording this, right? Are we?
No, this is hot.
We're allowed to ask.
Getting real nervous, Derek.
Yeah, no. That's how you build up a question. You get everybody. People already got their cell phones out. Are we allowed to ask bisexuals? What are we allowed to ask bisexuals? What the ratio is?
The ratio of like what they prefer.
You know what I mean? Is that like a fucked up question to ask somebody?
Hey, Derek, can I talk to you in private real quick?
Okay. Hey, what's up, fella?
Hey, man, what the fuck was that?
I was like, we gonna have a crowd of people, so let me make sure I ask them what's been on all of our minds, the podcast, collectively.
Hey, man, you are fucking this up.
Right? Hey!
We got one shot.
For the record, I'm not a part of this. I'm just filling in for a friend right now. This is not, I'm no way involved with what's going on here, just for the record.
Travis says that if this goes bad, that not only are we not allowed to do another show here, we can't come back to Joystick at all. And I love Miss Pac-Man. Yeah.
Good thing it's going fantastic. Yeah, do we know? Can we ask?
I don't think so. I think... Because that seems like a very rude question, you know?
Yeah.
Is that rude?
Because
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it's a spectrum, can you ask if you a 4 or an 8? I just don't know if that's like a wild thing to be like, bro, am I wasting my time or do I not have enough stubble? You know what I mean?
Yeah. At what point in your knowing this person are you asking this? Is it like, hey, how are you? By the way. 80-20? What are you...
Yeah, I don't know. However long it takes me to like draw the chart on a napkin and then explain the scale and be like, have you heard of Alfred Kinsey? You know?
Sick of him carrying around all these goddamn napkins.
Derek, walk around with an abacus and shit. Yeah. Just fucking moving the little beads from left to right.
A lot of graphs. Yeah.
Every time we go to Wendy's, he grabs a big handful of napkins. And I'm like, and I'm like, what's that for? And he's like, I'm writing America's Next Great Novel. What are you talking about, buddy? You know, J.K. Rowling is canceled, bro. Didn't she write Harry Potter on a napkin or something?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
R.I.P. J.K. Rowling, though.
I used to keep up with her, but then, you know, she died.
She did all that shit. Yeah. Yeah. You know, J.K. Rowling. Those books were too long. I feel like those...
Hot take.
Harry Potter books?
The most beloved book series of all time.
Oh, and they were what? Oh, they were like, easy reads for you? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They were for kids.
They were for children, dog. Yeah.
Nah, man. Nah, dude. No. No.
Just Chris in the bed with the Prisoner of Azkaban like, God damn it.
Stumped again. Oh, those books are way too long, man. I was reading the book and I was like, I don't want to read the same. I'll just watch the movie. This is so pointless.
Before they knew movies were coming out. I'll wait 5 to 10 years.
There'll be a movie, Mom. Put it down. My mom used to read me the first one. Yeah, she loved it. It's her birthday today.
Whoa. Hey, happy birthday.
I called her this morning. and I was in the, I was at the gym. I've been trying to go to the gym. And okay. Pieces of fucking shit. How dare you?
Nah, he's been trying to go to the gym.
No, he's been sending us pictures of him at the gym. He's been doing it.
Yeah.
Even when we say don't send us pictures.
Yeah. Hey, hit the group chat a lot with those, bro.
You keep talking about that group chat like I didn't add all these. I called my mom at the gym and I was like, "Happy birthday!" And she was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm working out." And then she proceeds to tell me like, "Oh yeah, you know, George, my stepdad, has got to go back. He's got a doctor's appointment, and we're not doing much. I'm thinking about smoking some ribs." And I'm just on the phone with my mom for like 10 minutes while just behind me, just the most giant fucking dude of all time, is just like. Just doing squats, his fucking vessels busting out of his forehead. So I don't know. I thought that was, you know, that was pretty fun. And giant women too. There's also women in the gym where I'm like, oh God, I don't want to work out around them because I'm doing much less. You know? Not that it's any whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I don't know what you're saying, Evan. Please elaborate.
I just don't want everybody else to see. Because the truth is, I lied. They're not that big. I'm very weak.
Just some soccer mom with a dumbbell behind me. Fuck, man, I cannot follow this right
Yeah,
now.
But the 25-pound dumbbell. I mean. It's the same way Chris feels in a library. Just a fucking a 9-year-old with a bowl cut plowing through fucking Order of the Phoenix. Jesus Christ. Yeah. The fifth one, Evan, come on. Mommy read it.
The book is too damn long. You gotta remember the title. The title was so fucking long itself. Yeah.
Spoilers. Okay, they're all dead. Harry Potter's laying naked on a horse, okay?
Was that it?
You know, Daniel Radcliffe did the play Equus where he lays naked on a horse.
All right. Okay. I didn't know that existed, but thanks, man.
Well, you should watch it.
The play?
He's a great actor.
Now wait for the book. What I look like sitting in some damn play. The fuck you mean, dog? Cannot be me, player. No, can do.
The picture book. Oh, man.
Fantastic stuff, man.
When'd y'all give up on reading?
Fair question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like y'all don't read as a hobby.
I felt like in high school pretty early on.
Because how early in the high school?
Because in high school they just made
first
you read.
Day. Taking off the book bag, throwing in the trash. Don't need this anymore. Where's the cigarettes?
They just made you read textbooks and stuff, and those are always boring.
No, they made you read regular books, too.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't know. Not in my school.
No way I'm buying that.
He didn't read regular books in my school. I don't. It was mostly the Bible. That's what it was. The Bibles and, you know, the occasional Captain Underpants novel.
That's a good school.
Yeah, the Essentials, day one.
Bro, you went to college. Yeah. They didn't make you read then? You said, yeah, like you regret it.
Shit, man, they tried to make me read then, man. But no.
Y'all get them student loans forgiven? Hey.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there was a
bunch of fucking poor people. Less than 125. How drab. Oh. What do you live in, a studio? No. There's still more than I could afford, guys. Don't.
I tried logging in on the website and I just
and it crashed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it was
doesn't
up,
work.
Yeah. But then when it was up, I tried putting in all my information and there was like no record of me in there. So I guess I just beat it. I think that's how that works, right? Like I put in my name, my social security number on some website. I don't know.
Call it college.com.
I went on one of them. I thought, you know, and then they were just like, nah. And I was just like, all right, I guess I don't owe anything anymore.
Nice.
So that's cool. Or my identity stolen. One of the two happened. Either way, I'm content.
Yeah. Maybe whoever stole your identity will pay them loans. Maybe it was Joe Biden. I'm Chris is lame. I don't know.
How much is college usually? I just like when they were giving me the loans and stuff, I was just signing papers. I wasn't really I wasn't looking at any numbers or anything.
No, you wasn't, Chris. Oh. No,
I promise you, I do not know how much I owe or how much I have left. I don't know what's 10,000 away from 250,000. I don't know that number.
I remember my mom went with me to see my college advisor when I was like first starting college. And they gave me the information for the student loans. And my mom was like, why is the interest rate so high? And the counselor was like, oh, they just, they all kind of are. And she was like, okay. I thought she was about to talk him down or something. Damn. Y'all better not come at me with none of that shit. You got my mom here, bro.
Party foul.
Mazel tov.
It's okay.
Let's just ignore it. No, I'm sorry about that, guys.
I kind of knew when I took mine out, I wasn't paying them back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I just thought that was the thing you do in college.
That's what I thought too, bro.
You get a loan.
Part of the college experience. Yeah. You know?
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. They give you money. You stay in a dorm for a couple years. You do not get that degree.
You buy $60 eighths of weed from a guy with kidney failure.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, guys. A guy I went to college with is here, and we used to buy weed from a guy whose kidney didn't work.
Oh. Oh, a real grinder. I like that. This dude was a hustler.
Yeah.
We'd go over there to buy weed, and he'd be laying down in bed.
He'd be getting dialysis, and he's like, yeah.
Allie, real quick spoiler for you. He is dead. Now, RIP, Matthew, you were fucking... Hey. I love my man, dude. We're not going to not buy it from him. He needs money.
Honestly, you guys are heroes. I salute to you.
Y'all probably kept him alive for as long as he was, bro.
I don't know if we did.
Did you take out loans for your college and shit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, did you check and see if they took the money off of yours or anything?
I tried, man. The website's down. I think everybody in the world checked it at once, and it was kind of like you were trying to stream the new Game of Thrones.
It's probably like how like the end of The Sopranos, everybody just jumped on the HBO.com, like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah.
What about you, Derek?
No, I got a scholarship.
For what? What the fuck, you got a scholarship?
A theater scholarship.
What? Yeah. A what?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Theater scholarship. Yeah.
You got a theater scholarship.
Yeah.
And you coasted on that for how many years?
I mean, until they kicked me off for low grades.
You got a theater scholarship and you don't know correct etiquette around queer people?
I was just asking a question. I thought we could
That's wild. Theater scholarship. So I only took out like, they were like federal loans, but I only took out like $8,000.
Oh, wow. That's good, man.
That's, I think that's about what I got. I don't know. I took private and federal. And, you know, really it was just because I thought it would be fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. They were like, you got to go. So I'm like, all right, yeah.
Bro. I remember, I think it's still on my Instagram. I went and put my bank card in my ATM and just pulled out a bunch of cash. And I think I wrote my name in it with money, you know. But anyway, yeah, the taxpayers need to fucking they need to pay my loans.
Yeah, forget my loans, bro. It was predatory. I didn't know.
I don't know, 18%? How do I know math? I'm only 20 years old.
Right. And they were giving them to everybody. So yeah. It's like, all right, bro.
Yeah, you know, you kind of felt like a loser if you didn't get a loan.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, dude, they like still spam me. Discover Student Loan still emails me like, want to go back to college? We got the money for it. It's fucking weird. I'm fucking 25 years old.
Bro. You about to go back to college now. Your birthday was yesterday. Come on.
Just lying about my age by a little bit. That was a fun little bit. Yeah. Yeah. What other questions did you prepare for the crowd?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You have another one?
So many of them. Here we go.
So many? Derek, what? They're not mic'd.
Here we go. This is just for the fellas. Fellas. Do you think Call of Duty made any actual shooters? Yes. At least four or five, right? Because they made mass murder a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's what I bro. No at the airport, you're like, I might go to my school. Oh, man.
I don't think that translates.
I don't know, dog. That's
he
what
does?
I'm saying.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, don't they do it when they're like in the army? Don't they play like sort of a video game to get ready? I feel like that's part of basic training. Is they're like, pick your perks.
I'm going ninja, right?
Run up this wall. And then do you want flashbang or the fucking claymore? I think that's how the army works.
Yeah. What's the healing perk?
I love in front of the No Russian, it had that little disclaimer like, do you feel comfortable with... Are you going to feel comfortable with this? And you're like...
You've killed a lot of people before this.
I don't know,
bro.
Like,
sure?
I'm 15. I think I'm ready for whatever. And then you just do the fucking...
Hey.
You do the New Zealand Christchurch shooting or whatever. Yeah. It's like the first level.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you didn't get everybody, that's crazy, dog. You think you didn't play that, and you're like, all right, bro. Pick me last.
I think there was a couple in the Build-A-Bear I missed. Okay.
I never really believed that video game violence correlated into real life. I never really got that.
I don't know. We played a lot of wrestling video games.
I don't think so.
We wrestled the fuck out of each other at our house. I broke all the toes on both feet wrestling with my brother.
You broke all your toes?
Yeah. He angle slammed me off my grandma's bed onto like a nightstand she had, and the corner hit like across my feet, broke all 10 of my toes.
Oh,
damn, man.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. It was a good ass aim. It's like,
that was
right,
a very
bro.
Even table. Whoever leveled that did a really good job.
Is your brother Booker T? Because goddamn, how do you pull that finisher move?
Perfectly executed. He did win the Intercontinental title.
He starts in the ground. One. Yeah, I don't know. I played a bunch of Forza, and now I've never lost a street race. Never won one either.
Man, you saw what happened to old Bob Odenkirk, Mr. Saul Goodman?
Damn. No, I don't like the way you started that sentence. So. Yeah. He was just really sick, right?
Yeah.
No, he had a heart attack. And then he survived. And then they finished Better Call Saul. Anyways, they caught him fucking liking some feet pics on Instagram. Hey, did you hear about that?
And that was in the news?
Yeah. That was on my news, yes.
It's all what do you mean caught him?
Yeah. They got him.
Somebody... He's fucking 55 years old. He can like whatever he wants.
Apparently, Entertainment Tonight needed to break the news on at 7 o'clock in the afternoon.
Was it a ridiculous amount of pictures? Like 40?
Is that a ridiculous amount of feet pictures?
I think if they go through your likes
well, you
and it's 40
think feet.
Foot pictures in a row, 40 feet, yes. Yeah. Yeah, if it's 40, if it's 40 feet in a row, hey, dog, that's a little wacky.
Yeah. I don't know. What did Kim say? All right. Should have got more.
They aren't caught up yet.
They haven't finished the new season.
No.
Of Better, what's his name? Better Call Saul's?
I haven't finished it either. I got a few episodes to catch up. I'm on episode one.
Oh, buddy, it is very slow. Ooh, grab a blanket.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
But oh, damn. Hey, folks in here.
Hello. Yeah.
I think, you know.
I think let the man like what he wants to like.
Yeah.
You know, because it is, they like found it just like in his like followers. He was like followed some foot page.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Which I feel like he probably has somebody that runs his social media.
Yeah. You think so at this
point? I think that's what I would say, yeah.
That would be your cop out?
He starts planting pictures of feet inside of his intern's like book bag. I don't know. You know, like he did to his brother on the show. I don't know why I'm trying to make references to the show you guys clearly didn't watch.
Yeah. What are we all watching currently?
Anybody watching anything cool?
What are y'all? Hunter. Hey, damn, that's a good anime. Hell yeah. What about you? You also watching? Same? Hell yeah.
Hunter? What is that?
Yeah.
Hunter cross Hunter.
What did Hunter do to Hunter?
What happened?
Buddy, you don't want to know.
Yes.
10 seasons worth of shit.
Okay. What is this, like a sitcom? Like, what is this?
Nope.
Oh, it's an animated movie.
Sorry, y'all. Chris hates anime. Yeah. He said he didn't want to seem like one of the dudes who watch anime, so he never watched it. No, he is a P-Valley dude.
P-Valley is a great show.
Yeah.
I haven't finished his new season.
I did finish P-Valley.
If you don't know what P-Valley is, it's a show about this strip club in Mississippi.
It's not about strippers, though.
It's not just about strippers, though. It's about heart.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in that show.
What's my man, C-Murder? Lil Murder?
Yeah, Lil Murder.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, C-Murder's a fucking...
That's the actual...
Yeah, that's a Master P artist.
Does everybody in the show have little letters before their name? Is all of it a letter and then a word?
Bro, okay. Somebody's running for mayor in the show. That's how you know it's a good show.
Yeah, wait. Okay. I don't think that's a calling card of a good show.
Derek's favorite show, Mr. Mayor. Big dancing head. No, you hated Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, no, I was not a
fan. Fucking weirdo.
But there was a show called The Mayor, and it was about like a dude who's 32, and he becomes the mayor.
Okay.
And he gets elected. He's leaning and rocking with it. It is a campaign video. And then he becomes the mayor.
I'd vote
for
him.
Is that what made him become the mayor?
That's what put him over the top.
Okay.
It hit one season, but it was a strong season, y'all.
Yeah. Why did it get canceled?
Yeah, it did.
Damn, man, that seems racially motivated.
Yeah, I mean, he was a black mayor, so it was.
Yeah, the network wasn't ready for that one.
And that's fucked up.
Have y'all?
If they would have had a season two, he would have whipped a nae nae and become the governor.
Oh,
that's good, man.
That's great. Damn, this is so cool. I didn't expect all y'all to come out here.
Thank you all so much for showing up this evening.
Yeah,
I really
hell
appreciate
yeah.
it. Make some noise for yourselves if you'd like to. Yeah. Thank you. What's up? How you doing? Oh, yeah. Man. Season one.
Oh, yeah. Damn, you guys.
For I know everybody that's in the room right now actively listens to our podcast. Know, everybody is so heartbroken about the news that, take a little break. A little vacay. Having some fun.
Yeah.
You know. Did somebody boo?
No. Yeah, well, they're heartbroken. We thought it'd be a good time to announce it halfway through the live show.
Guys, we're actually pulling the plug on this.
Yeah, I hope you guys like this, because you're not getting any more.
It's over.
You see how fun this is? You'll never hear anything like it again.
But you're thinking, what can I do to remember this night forever? I got good news. We
got belts.
Whoa. We have belts with the And That's a Podcast song.
And
available for purchase.
Yeah.
They're cut to size. I got some with orange buckle, some with black, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, they fit great. I'm wearing one currently.
I got one on right now.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
You want to be like, remember that podcast?
Donation.
Remember that time we were in that dark closet?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get a belt.
Get a belt or a sticker and throw it on the back of your Honda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or your car.
Damn.
You don't have to throw it on a Honda. I did, but you don't have to.
Yeah. It's fun. We're ending we're ending season one. Taking a break. Chris is filming pornography. It's gonna be four months on location.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you. I'm really, I've been really trying to get into like the arts,
Yeah.
Cinematography has really been my passion this entire time.
Yeah, so he asked the director, would my character have a podcast? And the director was like, I don't know any pizza guys with a podcast. No, yeah, that's good, man.
We're rebranding. I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about this yet?
Why not?
We're rebranding season two. We're going to be a true crime podcast.
Yeah. So we took a little time off to solve some mysteries.
Right. But I told them our whole bit should be we only do like solve true crimes. So we opened the show up like, who killed this man in Kentucky? And then we're like, it was his wife. And that's just every episode. So,
yeah. Yeah. So if you call one of us and you're like, oh my God, I haven't seen my father. He's missing. I don't know where he is. We're going to hang up.
Not much we can do about that. Yeah. But if they caught him a few blocks down, hey, we can crack the case.
Send us the Wikipedia.
After the funeral, we'll shout it out on the podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. The break, I feel like. We're going to really solve a lot of cases. I'm excited. I got a magnifying glass and everything. I feel like that's a good place to start if you're trying to crack some cases, a magnifying glass. They always have those in the movies, right? You guys are looking at me like I'm just crazy. Thank you. He's seen the movie. Thank you.
Were we all supposed to get magnifying glasses? Because no one told me.
Yeah, it feels like the tank top thing. Yeah.
Chris.
I brought mine.
In the middle of this yet
again. Your magnifying glass or your tank top?
Both of them. I read the group chat.
I want to change the subject. Pretty good thing happened at work today. There was like a Zoom call, and my boss was the owner of the company was going on about the importance of listening. He was like, I just think we all need to be better listeners. You know, I do it myself sometimes. I talk over people, and I don't listen enough. And then this 64-year-old guy I work with, he's a fucking idiot. He's a buffoon. he fully answers a phone call during the Zoom meeting. His mic is not on mute. He proceeds to just talk to his wife for like 3 minutes. Everybody's just staring at him.
Was it hot?
Yeah. Was she out of town? And he was just trying to be like, I can't wait till you go back. What kind of conversation was it?
Chris is in character right now. She said, oh my God, there's this hot guy here, and get this, no podcast.
A word.
That must be a good age. You say, what, 65 or some shit?
Yeah.
That's the age where you don't care.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, why not?
You should care some.
No. I wouldn't.
Did the Mario Kart tournament end?
Hey, okay. It's still going?
Well, thank you all for being here.
For those listening to the podcast, there's outside of this room, there is a Mario Kart tournament going on.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to go out there and win in a little bit.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done with this, I'm going to.
You're just going to hop in the middle of a tournament?
Yeah.
Take the sticks from someone else.
Yeah. I'm win third place? Second place?
Sorry. That's not how you win.
I got a little drunk earlier, so I don't know.
We're going to talk into the microphone?
What's up?
You're missing.
Oh, wait, no. We're actually filming this. Hey, what's up?
If you guys want to know what the actual podcast is like, this is it.
Yeah. They told me we'd all be in tank tops. No, I already said that, right?
You hear about this? They're doing a fake White Castle down the street.
Nah, but have y'all seen? We didn't. No one answered. Have y'all seen the fake White Castle?
Yeah. It's right.
Got you. Did they let y'all order? Oh.
Well, no, it's fake.
But, like, fake employees or fake... Because that's what I was thinking. Like, you was walking up and they were like, yeah, we don't have any more White Castles.
You thought it was like a Nathan Fielder type of, like, the rehearsal?
Yeah. just build this fake White Castle for somebody. Yeah.
Y'all said it was a movie set White Castle?
There are people in there just eating it there.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah, yeah.
What'd you guys do today?
I cleaned up and filmed some stuff for a PBS documentary.
All right. Make more shit up, dude. I'm on PBS. I'm thinking. I was reading the rainbow or whatever.
Nah, bro. It was not. They were doing a thing. They were asking us. They were like, "What would you do if you owned Clifford for a day?"
They pulled up to your house to ask you that question.
2 hours.
I leave them on my neighbor's fucking doorstep. Yeah. Little note that says I wasn't ready.
Yeah. They were asking us. They were like, "Are you more of a Francine or a Muffy?"
And your answer was,
"Please elaborate."
Yeah, y'all heard of PBS,
the public broadcasting station?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now if Derek's any character, he's Buster.
Hey! Whoa! Oh,
Buster.
No. I want to be. What was my man's name with the puppet? George?
Yeah.
That was a guy.
What show is this?
Are you just picking characters' names?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. That was from Arthur. Yeah.
You'd be Double D.
This is another one of those animes you guys keep talking about, right?
Nah, we don't do it. We don't talk enough about anime. They be censoring me on the podcast, bro. Yeah, we do.
Derek, now's your
should.
Time to shine.
I mean,
talk to these people about some fucking anime you watched, and then they'll see why we always edit over it.
Bro, they just don't have the attention span, bro. That's all it is. But are we watching anime in the crowd? Or are we. Bro, yes. Thank you. Yes, some folks, bro. Come on. I'm watching Kakagori.
Here we
it's,
go.
No. Hey, hold up. It is a gambling anime, bro. Everybody go to school. They gamble it up. Bro, if you lose, they throw you in the basement, bro. It's a good anime because it'll be people being like, damn, if I don't roll a 6, Kakagori. Yeah. Wait, one more time?
Call it by its English name.
Call it by its English name? I don't even remember. I only watch it subbed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all thought he was playing?
Yeah, y'all thought. Bro, you see how? Yes. I know, dog. I know. Hey, nah, it's fine. But the second one, they got a sequel, Kakegurui Twin. Bro, and they still gambling at high school. It's a good, bro, it's just them shooting dice over six episodes. But if you lose, they like.
Why do I feel like every anime takes place in a high school? What is that like a thing?
No.
Absolutely. Some of them take place in a middle school. Too.
Could somebody here convince me about anime? Because I feel like Derek's done a poor job.
Hold on, wait.
No.
Does the school teach gambling?
There are no teachers. Yeah.
Then it's not a school.
Nah, bro.
That's just a building.
Yeah. Nah, they wear uniforms, so, you know.
Damn,
yeah.
I really wanted him to be like, oh, man, I'm late to blackjack. Oh, God. If I miss another roulette quiz, I'm getting suspended. Today the rain man is teaching us how to count.
There's one they're playing like a blackjack game, but one girl has a gun,
so she wins.
mean, she won a couple of hands.
Yeah, but it's
blackjack. But then she's like, all right, let's spice it up a little bit, and she puts six bullets in the gun. And
okay.
Then it's like, all right,
Derek, I'm gonna stop you there. That's called a school shooting. No longer a game. Maybe Call of Duty.
No Russian. I get it. Yeah. That's great. I'm glad you guys have fun, man. That's good.
That's not every anime, but that's like 80% anime.
And that's good. I'm glad you're having fun, man. Keep doing your thing.
You got glasses. What are you watching if you don't? If you don't watch anime, bro, what are you watching?
Fucking watching your girl.
Hey!
Whoa!
Hey!
Oh, y'all didn't know I'm about to turn up.
Whoa.
Y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't
Spencer,
know
can we get some air horns over there?
Whoa! Oh, y'all, yeah, we're a bad boy podcast over here.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Give that sound effects the whole podcast. Download air horns.
Yeah, thank you all guys for coming out tonight. Oh, man.
No, man. Yeah.
What do you be watching if it's not anime?
I don't know, man. I watch like a show, man, with that's real life people. You know, I don't watch like 2D creatures just going out and fighting with swords and stuff. No, I watch
I started watching Primal. Have y'all seen that?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
Primal was a great show. Primal was a great show.
Yeah.
Shout out. What's his name? Gendy. Trevor.
Samurai Jack.
Yeah, bro. Goated. Goated with the sauce.
Yeah,
Dexter's
bro.
Lab.
He made Dexter's Lab. He made Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
Powerpuff. Symbionic Titan. Nobody watched that, but I did. Bro, I watched it. Yeah. And that was great. And now it's a show. It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a caveman.
Okay.
And they teamed up after their families got eaten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Primal is a great show.
Yeah.
I do like
very,
it.
Very, very good.
They do a lot with the action in the show.
What are y'all watching? Is this still a P-Valley crowd, or y'all watching anything else?
The Bear.
Hey. Hell yeah.
I heard Boston Legal.
I did hear Boston Legal.
I did hear Boston Legal.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about Boston Legal, Evan. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys asked.
It's on the crowd's mind.
James Spader, he plays a rough around the edges attorney named Alan Shore.
And I guess at the end of the day.
Dylan, you've seen Boston Legal? Holy shit, dude. Oh, you're out. Okay. Okay. Williams?
Yeah.
You have seen Boston Legal. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I said I heard it, I was lying. So I'm caught off guard now. Yeah, it is a great show. William Shatner, Candace Bergen, Lake Bell. Let's see, Julie Bowen.
It's like a legal drama, right?
Yeah, Boston Legal. Yeah.
You nailed it, Chris. Yeah.
We got some of the rowdiest fans. I swear to God.
For the people listening to the podcast, piece of shit.
Oh, Taraji P. Henson, she's in there. Hey. Season 4. We all know.
Shout out Taraji P. Henson, bro.
Yeah shout out to her.
Hey, if you listening to this, hey, shout out Taraji.
She does, yeah. She writes in. She's one of the Apple reviews. 4 stars, which I'm like, okay. Like, just because you're famous. You're like, I mean, messing up our average.
Yeah.
The Bear? Did y'all see The Bear? Somebody said The Bear. I actually said The Bear. Yeah.
I didn't watch it because I've worked in restaurants. Didn't I need to watch that shit, bro?
Okay,
I can go
Papa
get
John's
tonight. It still counts, okay? You're taking orders for inside and outside.
There's just some 16-year-old girl like, they ordered pepperoni, and Derek's like, yes, chef. It's a term of respect.
It's a cutthroat industry.
Yeah, I watched the first few episodes of The Bear. I gotta tell you, that guy, too buff. I don't need to see beefcakes like that. Next show.
You watched any of The Bear?
Yeah, I watched it. But yeah, it's like I worked in a restaurant. I don't need this.
Yeah.
It's like I haven't finished it. I got 2 more episodes left. I'm like, I know how this episode ends.
Yeah.
He quits. He no calls, no shows. I've been there before.
Yeah, he oversleeps. He did too much drugs and gets there all late.
Well,
I'm feeling Severance. Like, did y'all watch Severance?
Yeah, we finished Severance. Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Don't even sound like a good deal. No. You just go home at 5 every single day. And then you don't remember what you did earlier.
You wouldn't want to not even remember your time at Papa John's.
No, dog. Bro, I gotta remember that. That's where, you know, what if I go home all sticky? I need to know how that happened.
What was sticky there?
Bro, that's because I don't got the memory. That's what I'm saying. I need to solve this mystery.
Yeah, you got marinara, and you think you're bleeding.
I can tell, even if I did, I can tell the difference between blood and marinara.
Not if you're severed.
Roll credits.
y'all watching Severance? Yeah. Yeah. And Boston Legal. Hell yeah. Hey, that's fine. Oh.
Great taste.
Yeah. Would y'all want to be separated? That only works if you have an office job. Like, I work from home, so I'll just be forgetting about the other half of my house every 6 hours, 8 hours. How long is a work day?
No, I'm leaving you in this one, Derek.
Huh? And that was Asha. No, I would never. No, I would not do that. How
long? Don't you host comedy shows?
Not no more.
Yeah. That'd be a terrible thing to forget, because then you wouldn't know, like, what do you do, sir? That's something you have. Whatever. Okay, wow.
They haven't seen Severance. We already have.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What's this guy's deal? You'd forget stuff like that.
Have y'all watched Severance, or does this sound insane?
I haven't seen Severance.
Yeah.
Do y'all got Apple
we've
TV?
We've established that.
Or are you guys pirating Apple TV? Yes. Yeah. Are y'all paying for all the apps? Like, are we doing it? Because I've been stealing everything since like day one. My dad is. Your dad is paying for it?
All the apps, yeah.
Nice. Shout out to the dads in the building. Hell yeah.
I'm telling you.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Dude, we got a Trump in here.
That's what I was. I was thinking the exact
Baron?
Same thing.
You have gotten tall. Remember when they did the somebody made the death threats on Baron or something, and it was like everybody on Twitter was like, "Guys, cut it out! Seriously, stop!"
Oh yeah, because he was like a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, yeah, the people just said it, but nobody did anything. You know how threats work. It's a lot of talk. Nobody did anything, you know.
Weird defensive threats.
Yeah.
Just generally.
Yeah, this is kind of what our podcast is like. Oh. Yeah.
For those of you who just got here, we were fucking slaughtering earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were killing.
We're talking about stuff. Yeah.
But then towards the end, we run out of steam, you know?
I was asking questions. Some of them were good.
Mm-hmm. None of them were good.
I don't know. That Call of Duty one, hey, bro. There was some meat left on that. How many people? Like, what'd you end up with? Did you replay it?
I never played that level. So I can't speak on it.
Like, you skipped it or you didn't have Call of Duty?
Nah, man. I just, you know, I didn't have my permission slip signed on.
Mom, can I play this?
Every single time that mission pops up, Mom. Can I shoot innocent civilians? And she's like, no, you got to read the book.
And he can't read because of that Harry Potter thing. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Guys, I think we did it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm feeling
guys,
pretty good.
We recorded a dang podcast. Thank y'all for coming out.
Thank y'all for coming out,
so
man.
Much.
Dude, do y'all have any questions for us?
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris, you want to take that one?
Yeah.
Yes. Because I make no money from this. But if you would love to purchase one of our fabulous belts.
They're cut to size.
Yeah. 10?
10.
Yeah, 10. Stickers is what you can pay us. That'd be nice. They're great. You can put them on refrigerators, cars, babies, anything you can think of.
You can get a deal. You can get a belt and a sticker for 10 plus what you can pay us.
Yeah. We're a great salesman.
That's 5% off. The belts are 10. The belt and the sticker is 9.
It's kind of a deal.
That's good, man. Y'all make some noise for DJ Dank Caliendo.
Yeah,
the ones
thank you.
DJ Dank Caliendo.
That sound good.
Keep it going for Gavin, our videographer.
Young Gavin.
Young Gavin.
Make some noise for Allie and Eric. Open up the show.
Yeah.
For Travis for making this whole thing possible.
Yeah, thank you, Travis Allen.
Oh.
Hell yeah. And most importantly, thank you all for being here through this entire experience with us.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Come on, y'all.
Guys, if I could just be candid for a moment. You know, we've been doing this for... Exactly a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little more.
You know, it's given me a lot to look forward to during the week. You know, I like spending time with you guys, and I like you know, talking things out on the pod, and I feel like it really stimulates me. What happened back there?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No. No, I'm here, man.
Yeah, no, we're listening.
Yeah.
We're tapping.
You know what? Forget it.
Nah, something to look forward to in the week.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's what you said. Bro, that is what you said, dog.
He's doing the tank tops thing.
No. They right. said we were all going to wear tank tops, y'all. All
right. This is
And
done.
Then nobody pulled up in a tank top except for me, man.
Oh, the white castle was going to get me.
They said it's after me. White it's after me. Oh, my
all God, right. Bro. Okay. Well, guys, I guess at the end of the day, we all just come to learn that... And that's the podcast.
you guys so much. Greatly appreciate you coming out. Please buy a belt and or a sticker. It's over here. Thank you guys so much.